Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Morbid Jones and the Web of Death. Fear of discovery and wrongdoing has changed many a man. It was such fear that in the 1870s changed wealthy, quiet-spoken Ellis Ambry from a sneak thief kleptomaniac into an incredible monster, a smiling killer of the most vicious type. Ellis Ambry lived in a great castle of a house a few miles outside Farmington, New Mexico, some 25 miles south of the Colorado line at the confluence of the San Juan, Las Animas, and La Plata rivers. By day, Ambry was a courteous, middle-aged man who minded his own business. By night, he was a scheming, plotting murderer. As our story opens.
Roof! Roof Tarbell!
Yes, sir, Mr. Ambry. I'm listening.
It's nearly dark. I'm going to town.
Yes, sir. Don't let him catch you.
I may be quite late getting back.
All right, Mr. Ambry. Oh, Mr. Ambry!
Well?
I've got this web done if you want to see it.
I most certainly do, Roof. That's what I've been waiting for.
I'm in the tank room.
How many times have I told you it's the sunken garden, not the tank room?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Ambry. Yeah, I mean the sunken garden, yeah.
I don't know why I put up with you, you great stupid brute. If you weren't a handyman with tools, I wouldn't.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ambry. Look at that web up there at the top of the wall. Ain't she a beaut, though, Mr. Ambry?
It does look sinister, Roof, against that sky. How does it work?
You pull down that lever outside this tank, this room, and that web comes down. It'll catch anything in this room and stick to it like glue. And then the water will start coming into the room.
Good. Excellent.
This web will hold them down and the water will drown them dead. But that big door there's got to be closed to keep the water in.
I understand. You're a good workman, Roof. My congratulations. Perhaps before long we can give that web a real test.
Mr. Jones, I want that stove wood and I want it now. Mr. Jones, you out there in the yard? Oh, good land, that man skipped again. Probably gone to the cafe to play poker. Lazy, good for nothing. Won't do a tap of work if he can help it. Don't even like to wait on customers in the store. What in the world? Oh, I begin to understand. Sneaking into the store in the dark. So that's your game, Mr. Jones, to swipe some poker money out of the cash drawer. Oh, no, you don't. I can see well enough to make out where you are, and I aim to teach you a lesson right here and now. Take that, Mr. Jones, and that, and that. I'll teach you. You ain't Mr. Jones, I know you ain't. You come into my kitchen so I can get a look at you. Ow! Strike a lady, will you, you varmint? Hey, come back here.
Hey, you're not so fast there. I heard the rumpus and I... Great snakes, it's Mr. Embry.
But you'll never tell anybody, Sheriff. Never. I killed him. I've stolen my life. It was easy to do. So perhaps now I can steal more lives. Perhaps hers if she suspects me.
Cisco,
si.
Tell Pancho about that note again.
I told you the note is from our old friend Morbid Jones. Also, I read you the note, but you were not paying attention.
Pancho, pay the attention this time.
Very well, then. Now listen.
I listen.
The note says...
What it say?
Dear Vaquero Cisco.
That's you.
Hearing you are now at Durango, Colorado, I take my pen in hand to write you.
Uh-huh.
A committee of men, me included... Wish you would come here to Farmington and help us as we are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping you are the same. Signed, Morbid Jones.
This is the town of Farmington. And now we find Senor Morbid, no?
Senor Morbid and the Senora.
Look here,
Mr. Jones. Ain't no sense to that.
You keep working, Mr. Jones.
Did you hear that, Cisco?
Yeah, I hear.
Yes, and after you take it down, you're going to load it into the big wagon.
Oh, thunderation, woman.
You keep working, or I'll come up that ladder with a broomstick, Mr. Jones.
Oh.
The senora, make him work just the same, Cisco.
See, and as always, Senor Morbid is doing his best to get out of working. Oh, diablo.
Oh, no.
Yes. Buenos dias, senora. Senor Morbid.
Hey, buenos dias, senora. Senor Morbid.
Goodness me.
Cisco, Pancho, well, dog my cats. Let me down off of this confounded ladder.
Oh, am I glad to see you, Cisco, and you too, Pancho.
Gracias, senora.
Gracias. Look, I'll send you, Morbid, not come down the ladder too fast.
There he goes.
Oh, Mr. Jones!
He fell off the ladder, Cisco.
I should say he did from halfway up.
Oh, I broke every bone in my body, boys.
Broke nothing. You're just trying to get out of work.
We got your note, Senor Morbid. What does it mean?
Means there's a murder loose around here, Cisco. Some 2 weeks ago, Mrs. Jones cuffed him around in the store at night. Right after that, he shot and killed a sheriff.
Yeah, go on.
Well, Cisco, then folks began to get notes saying that if they traded at our store, they'd be killed. Old Tom Matson got such a note, but he kept on trading with us and disappeared last week.
Where he go to?
Don't nobody know, Pancho.
Ooh.
So some of the men got together and formed a committee. Mr. Ambry, Ellis Ambry, is the chairman of it, and asked me to write to you. Well, that's about the size of it, Cisco, except we got a note.
What is this note you got, senor?
Here, Cisco. I thought you might want it. You can keep it.
Gracias. This note was written with very fine ink. It orders you to leave town on penalty of death.
We'd stay anyhow, Cisco, if folks should keep on trading with us.
We know you're not leave because you're afraid, senor.
Ah, of course. Now, where do we find this, Senor Ambry?
Well, he left word here if you come in this afternoon, Cisco, to tell you go right out to his place.
Straight through town, about 2 miles out. It's a big house up on a knoll. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I'm going along, too.
No, you ain't. You get back up on that ladder.
Oh, now, Mrs. Jones.
Up that ladder, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, please, Mrs. Jones, your middle name is Tyrant. That's all.
I told you to go back to work. Now,
come on. We stay and listen to this, Cisco.
No, Pancho, come along. We have work to do.
Whoa. I gotta tell Mr. Ambry quick.
I'm over here, Ruth, in the portico. Any news?
Well, yeah, Mr. Ambry. That Morbid Jones Umbry is taking down his store.
Taking it down?
Yeah, I hear him and his missus are leaving town. And oh, yeah, Mr. Ambry. The Cisco kid got to town.
That's what I wanted to know, Rufe.
And he talked with Morbid and her. I see him from a distance. Oh, yeah, Mr. Ambry, I spied on him.
Cisco talked with him, eh? Then that business of leaving town may be just a fake. I can't take the chance that that woman may recognize me someday as the man in the store. It may be that later on tonight we'll kill her and Morbid, too. Oh,
yes, sir, Mr. Ambry. What about Cisco?
I've inquired about him since Jones persuaded the committee to send for him. Cisco's dangerous. If he comes out here, we'll do away with him.
What do you want me to do, Mr. Ambry?
Down to the sunken garden and make sure the web is in working order. As good order as when we finished Tom Matson.
Santos is a big house, Chico. Biggest house barns you ever see.
Yeah, it cost a great deal of money, Chico, to build a place like that out here.
Uh-huh.
That high wall that surrounds the house costs a small fortune by itself.
Well, how we get through this big gate?
Oh, that hole.
Hold up.
The gate is swinging open.
Chico, look who opened it. That hombre almost as big as the house.
Sure, come in. Mr. Ambry's expecting you.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go.
You can leave your horses. I'll take care of them.
Oh, they'll hold. Our horses will be all right at this hitch rail.
We're not being here very long, hombre. What's funny about that, hombre?
I'm Ellis Ambry. You're the Cisco kid?
Si, senor. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenas tardes, senor.
Come right into the house.
Feel cold, Pancho. Pancho, not like it.
Quieto.
Well, what can I do for you first, Cisco?
You can tell us what you know about the murders.
I know nothing about them. I'm on this town committee simply because I was asked to be chairman of it.
Have you any of the notes sent to the townspeople, senor?
Yes, in this desk. There. Here are two of them.
Gracias. Same high-grade ink. And the same handwriting that was on the note to Senora Jones.
Who used the good ink like that around here, Senor Ambry?
Oh, perhaps the hotel or the bank. But suppose we wait for the other members of the committee before we discuss the case.
Oh, I did not know the others were coming out here.
Yes. We'll have dinner and then talk. Meanwhile, let me show you around my house. I'm very proud of it.
You have some fine things, Senor.
I like the best. Perhaps because I can afford the best.
Have you lived here long?
Yeah, for quite a while. I find it restful. Sometimes diverting.
This place all made of cement, no?
I call it my sunken garden.
Using that net up there for decoration is unusual, senor.
Yes, my own idea. It represents an Asian plant.
Well, Mr. Ambry, can you come here a minute?
Some of the committee just arriving, no doubt. Will you excuse me?
Momento, senor. Do not close that door. I was not quick enough, Pancho. It may be all right, but...
What's that noise, Cisco? What's that noise?
Madremia, look up there. That net is moving down on us.
It looks like a big web, Cisco.
Down flat on your face, Pancho, quick.
But Cisco, what is coming to the room? Look at the water.
Down on your face, I tell you. Your only chance to escape.
But the chance of escape from the deadly web is slim indeed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, See, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Morbid Jones and the Web of Death. When Cisco arrived in Farmington, New Mexico, at the request of his friend Morbid Jones to investigate two mysterious murders and a series of threat notes, Morbid referred Cisco to town chairman Ellis Ambry, a rich man who lived in a great house outside of town. On pretense of showing Cisco and Pancho the place, Ambry got them into his sunken garden room, and then, excusing himself, left the room and pulled a lever that started the deadly clinging web down from the wall, and at the same time opened the water pipes. Now.
Cisco, the water come in. The web will hold us down, and the water drown us.
For the last time, Pancho, down flat on your face before I knock you down.
Pancho, my leg water. Pancho, I want to be drowned in it, Cisco.
Let's see you get out of that, Cisco.
You trapped them both good, Mr. Ambry.
By the time we get back, you'll be dead.
Cisco, the water come up higher. Pancho scares you. Cisco,
Pancho, now stop it.
I'm scared.
We may not have any chance. We have a little chance.
Pancho, I see how. Did the web try to tangle us up?
All right, now keep down as flat as you can. Do not let a coil of that web get around your arm or leg.
But the water come up higher all the time.
Come on now. Wake your way to the edge of the tank, amigo.
What tank, Cisco?
This room. Huh? It is only a great tank. Mm-hmm. Work your way there as fast as you can.
Like this. Come on.
Pancho, try.
But I warn you, Pancho. Do not let one coil of that web catch you. Is made of material that will cling and hold.
Can't you ever get out of this room, Cisco? Can't you never come into a room like it again?
I should never have let that killer leave the tank without us.
Oh, you can tell everything ahead of time, Cisco. Nobody can.
Well, what is done is done. We're nearly to the wall of the tank.
See, Cisco, can't you lift his head a little bit to see him?
All right, now. Just a foot or so more to the edge. Now, we can crawl out from under the edge of the web.
How are we get to the top of the wall, Cisco?
You will let the water float us to the top.
But Pancho is too slim. Pancho will be drowning all over again, no?
I will hold on to you.
Uh-huh.
Now the water is rising fast.
Will the web not rise with the water?
No. It's too heavy. We'll stay down.
Uh-huh.
That web of death was invented by a man who was out of his mind.
Now, we're near the top of the tank. Hold on. Pancho, Cisco.
Here, amigo. Here. Now, grab this at the wall, grab.
How do I tap the wall? Out of the wall. Oh, glasses, Cisco, glasses. Pancho, help you out of the wall.
Hey. Our work is only starting. Let us get down quickly.
Where we go next, Cisco?
Back to town. That note threatened our friends, the Joneses. The killer may have decided to make the threat good.
Mr. Jones! Oh, drat it all. I suppose I'll have to shake you to wake you. You never did say a man that sleeps a sound. Mr. Jones, wake up! Wake up, you hear me?
Oh, look out. Let go, Geronimo. Get away from my scalp.
Oh, Geronimo, nothing. Wake up!
Oh, it's you, Mrs. Jones. I cannot really sleep.
Yes, and snoring fit to shake the house. Mr. Jones, Cisco and Pancho ain't back yet, and I'm worried about them.
What time is it?
Oh, it's well after dark. You suppose they're all right?
Of course they're all right. Cisco knows how to take care of himself.
Well, just the same. I never did like that Ellis Ambry. There's something sly and dishonest about him.
I tell you, Cisco can take care of himself. Now, what you say we start out, Mrs. Jones? The big wagon's all loaded.
No, I want to wait until Cisco and Pancho get back.
Oh, all right. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll mosey through the town, see if I can find them.
Make sure you don't mosey into any of them poker parlors.
Why, Mrs. Jones, the very idea.
If you ain't back in 20 minutes, I'll come looking for you.
Oh, suspicious, just like all women.
You heard what I said, Mr. Jones. In 20
minutes. Oh, plumb suspicious, Edmund.
But then as women go, she's a pretty good one.
Get him, Rufus.
Yeah.
Here, now, I'll put these handcuffs on him.
He's out cold. That's what happens when I hit him.
Come on, Rufus, come on. You get the Jones woman and take them both along. We take the big wagon, too. It'll fool people.
Yeah.
Now, you go into the house ahead of me. No wish to engage in more fisticuffs with her.
What do you mean, walking in here without knocking?
Don't call out.
What?
I got her, Mr. Ambrose.
Why, you two buzzards! Get your hands off me, you big ape!
Ow, you wild cat! Stop slugging me!
Gag in her mouth. There. Now, wind this rope around her arms.
Say, I don't want no more of her punches. I don't want them.
Carry her out to the big wagon roof. Then go get Jones. We'll show them both our sunken garden.
Hold down. Hold up.
No light in the house, Pancho.
Find your say, Cisco. Maybe Senor and Senor Morbid start out on the trail.
Perhaps. We'll make sure.
Big wagon going from the shed, Cisco. The horses is not in the corral.
Let us see if the front door is locked. I see. We'll try the back door. I do not believe Senor Morbid would lock both doors. I never knew him to lock any door.
Back door locked too, no?
See. Uh-huh. Let us try a window.
You try the window.
This window is not locked. Senora! Señor Morbid! Señor Morbid!
Nah, Cisco, they're not in the house.
Well, they have gone. But whether of their own accord or whether they were taken from here remains to be seen. I am going inside to look around.
Pancho, you stay here.
You find anything, Cisco?
There's signs of a fight in here, amigo. There's no doubt they were taken from here.
Bandidos take the horses and the big wagon, too.
Yeah, apparently.
But, Cisco, if they go back to the big house, we not need the big wagon.
They could have taken the other road, Pancho.
Oh.
In any event, we are going back out to that big house just as fast as we can get there.
Our horses run fast, Cisco, but we not catch up with a big wagon.
I hoped we would, Pancho, but the bandidos had too good a start.
Maybe the bandidos see we come back. Maybe they be on the lookout for us.
That is why we are riding to the back wall of the estate, amigo.
Because the big hombre be on watch in the front.
Exactly, Pancho.
If you arrive the big hombre not near our horses...
That is the chance we must take. For Senor Morbid and the senora in the power of that madman, there is not a moment to lose. We'll get over the wall at this point. Hurry up. Tie one end of your riata under your arms, Pancho.
Si.
And when I get up on that wall, toss the other end up to me.
How'd you get up on the wall, Cisco?
By standing on Diablo's back and jumping to catch the top of the wall and drawing myself up.
Good thing for us is a little starlight. Here's the riata.
Toss it up. Bueno. Now, up you come, Pancho.
Oh, Santos, I wish you would go on a diet.
Up here now.
Now we will jump to the ground inside the wall.
Come on.
Time to jump around like this, Cisco. Pancho neither going to die. It's a big hombre, Cisco. He hear us come over the wall.
So you're back again, huh?
Si, hombre.
Well, this time you ain't gonna get away.
Now let him hit you, Cisco. I knocked you through the wall.
Yeah, he's big and powerful, but clumsy.
I'll show you your...
You will show me one thing, Bandito. How to measure your length on the ground.
That's the hardest punch Pancho ever see you hit, Cisco.
It had to be a hard punch. Leave him there, Pancho, and follow me. I only hope we are in time.
Is the front door, Cisco?
Si.
There's that hombre, way down the hallway. He reached for the lever.
Yeah, it may be the one that starts the web coming down.
Scare him away, Cisco, shoot!
That's what I'm going to do. Get back away from that lever, hombre, or my next bullet will be for you.
You'll never cheat me of this, never, never.
madre mia, come on.
He run around the corner of the hallway, Cisco.
He's going to fire, down, Pancho. Now we will see.
Cisco, you fiend!
I will take that gun, Emily. Pancho, help our friends.
Yes,
Rufe! Rufe!
He cannot help you, Ambry. And no one else will. You are headed for jail. And soon.
Now, as soon as I can find that ink for added evidence.
Cisco, take your marbles and Signora, all right. Pancho, let them loose from the web.
I'll be right there, Pancho. After I tie this bandito.
They come out to see you.
Cisco, you're a blessed angel, and I'm going to give you a great big hug.
Careful, Senora. Oh, my ribs.
Yes, sir, Cisco. If it hadn't been for you and Pancho...
Me and my precious Morbid would have been dead.
Yeah.
Your precious Morbid?
Well, he ain't much, Cisco, but I guess I do love him.
Oh, quit it now, will you, woman? This here ain't no place for sentiment.
It's as good a place as any, Mr. Jones. And if I want to say I love you...
Oh, now you just quit
that. I won't quit it.
Oh,
what's the matter now, Cisco?
Nothing, Pancho. Once again, things are perfectly normal.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho.
You find that ink?
See, it helped to convict Ambry and that big one, Rufe, of murder.
And now that the bandito's in the jail, Senor Morbid and the Senora stay in Farmington, no?
See, amigo. Their store is up once more and people are trading with them again.
Well, Pancho just find out, Cisco, why they leave Santa Fe to live in Farmington.
Well, why did they leave Santa Fe?
Because the railroad wanted to put the right of the way through Senor Morbid's barn.
The railroad wanted to put the right of way through Senor Morbid's barn?
Si.
And I suppose Senor Morbid did not want them to have the right of way.
Oh, he not mind if they have the right of the way,
then
Cisco.
What was his complaint?
He not want them to have it through the barn.
But why not?
Because he say he not got the time
to
open and close the barn doors every time the train want to go through.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And, of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.